The following program contains archived content. Some of the information may now be out of date.
This is Jazz Made in Australia, an hour of all Australian jazz. Brought to you across the community by the Community Radio Network. I'm Paula Langlands. I've received quite a few new CDs in recent weeks, and I'm going to bring two of them to you this week. The first is an orchestra commonly known as the AAO. Now, the Australian Art Orchestra was founded in 1994 with Paul Grabowski as its founder and artistic director. After Paul retired, trumpeter and composer Peter Knight took on the job as artistic director. According to its website, the AAO's memorandum, if it had one, is to have an emphasis on improvisation, to explore the meeting points between disciplines and cultures, and imagines new musical forms to reflect the energy and diversity of 21st century Australia. Not what you would think of as jazz, but initially with a jazz influence and a music that is stimulating and thought-provoking. The second CD is the latest release from Barney McCall called Hearing the Blood, and I'll tell you more about it when we get to it. Here to start is the Australian Art Orchestra. The CD title is Water Pushes Sand. The composer is Eric Griswold, and master musicians of Sichuan province in China. And the pieces are based on traditions of the Sichuan province. The title of this piece is Rivers of Bicycles, followed by the title piece Water Pushes Sand from the Australian Art Orchestra.
Thank you. 此枪此来装。
The Australian Art Orchestra. Water Pushes Sand was that last offering there, and to quote notes from the CD itself, Water Pushes Sand is the name of a rollicking 3-4 rhythm of Sichuan opera. Here, the traditional rhythm blurs into a jazz waltz feel, creating a musical metaphor for the blurring lines between Australian and Chinese culture. And the bicycles return, rivers of bicycles, nostalgia for the bicycles of the old Chengdu inspired the relaxed calm of rivers of bicycles. Now the second new release is Barney McCall's Hearing the Blood, and there's a quote in the liner notes from Cecilia Vicuña in her Unravelling Words and the Weaving of Water. And I'll read it for you. It says, the ancient Mesoamerican metaphor of hearing the blood is still alive in the shamanic practices where blood is the location of the spirit, and thus it is an animate substance capable in some individuals of sending signals and speaking, and thus the title, Hearing the Blood. I might give you the lineup first, though. Where shall I find it in this very small print? Barney, of course, is the pianist and keyboards and his little invention, the Chucky. And Mike Rivette, tenor sax, Carl Morgan, guitar, Jonathan Swartz, bass, Hamish Stewart, drums and percussion. Adam Sherrill, trombone. Scott McConaughey, alto sax. Ben Vanderwill, drums. And Jim Gavio, flute. And I can't read that one. Writing is very, very small, even under a direct light. He also, in various tracks throughout the CD, has a lot of other guest people, and they're on different tracks, so we won't go through all of that. Here's Knock Code Composition. Knock Code from Barney McCall's latest release, Hearing the Blood. It features guitarist Carl Morgan. Thank you. Barney McCall's composition Knock Code from his very recent release Hearing the Blood, seeking as he always does to reach a spiritual level in the listener. Here are three of our finest musicians who've come together to record a recording that they call Paper Tiger, and they are Stephen Magnusson, Jamie Ohlers, Ben Vanderwall, and I'm about to play the title track, Paper Tiger. Thank you. Paper Tiger, the title of the piece and the title of the CD by Magnusson, Ohlers and Vanderwall. Now we come to a piano player that I don't think we hear anywhere near enough of, and that's Mark Isaacs, one of the most passionate players that I'm aware of, and a beautiful player at that. His career has actually taken him through the classical idiom as well as the jazz idiom, running in tandem actually for a long time. He studied classical piano from a very, very early age and composition, and became quite notorious as a child prodigy, I would suspect. But in his early 20s, he discovered jazz and decided to pursue that, given that his family, if you consider the name Isaacs, his uncle was a very, very famous guitarist. So indeed, his father was certainly a noted guitarist. His mother was a singer. I think he was surrounded by contemporary and jazz players all of his life. So it was natural, I think, that he would decide to pursue that at a time, whether it be for a short time or a long time, and it turned out to be a long time. But he's still practicing in the classical area as well, and composing for large orchestras, symphony orchestras, and conducting. So it's quite unusual. I'm trying to think of the name of the American, it's in my head and I can't bring it out, American piano player who did the same thing, who was a very fine jazz pianist and also a very, very fine classical composer and conductor. And I know you know who I'm thinking of, I just can't think of it myself. But Mark is doing the same thing. He has two careers running in tandem in the classic area and the jazz area. And we're going to look at the Resurgence Band again. This was about his fourth CD, I think, in 2014, around there. And the lineup is, and it's the Resurgence lineup that he tours with internationally as well as nationally. Mark, of course, on piano, James Muller guitar, Matt Keegan tenor saxophone, Brett Hurst bass, Tim Firth drums, and on this CD a lot of the tracks also feature singer Brianna Cowlishaw, but she's not on the one we're about to play. So here is Mark Isaacs, and from the CD Duende, and I've written down the pronunciation here, Duende. It's a Spanish noun, meaning or found in folklore. Oh, yes, it's a naughty spirit or one who has the power to attract through personal magnetism and charm. Duende. And the track is called, or the composition, should I say, is called The Beloved. Isaac's Resurgence Band with his composition The Beloved from the CD of 2014 called Duend. Next we have a quintet with four extra percussionists. And the name of the CD is Sylvan Coda, and its leader is Christopher Hale, and also its composer. The players are Christopher Hale plays six-string semi-acoustic bass guitar, percussion and electric guitar, and he's the one that's also the composer and the leader. Jeanne Slater, voice, Rhodes, megaphone, textured percussion. Nathan Slater, nylon string guitar. Julian Banks, tenor saxophone. Ben Vanderwell again, drums. Javier Fredes, congas, bata and cajon. That's the regular quintet. And then we have four extra percussionists. Dennis Close, snare drums. Cassius, I think, but that might be pronounced, and a Repinique. Johnny Tedesco, cajon and palmas. Richard Tedesco, frame drum and palmas. Lachlan Carrick, effects, textural percussion. I wonder what textural percussion is. I'll have to investigate that one. Now, as I said, the CD is called Sylvan Coda, and the composition of Christopher's that we're going to play, that I'm going to play, is Bed-Stuy Lullaby.
Mm-hmm.
Bed-Stuy Lullaby from Christopher Hale's CD called Sylvan Coda. You are listening to Jazz Made in Australia, produced for the Community Radio Network and recorded in the Sydney studios of Eastside Radio. I'm Paula Langlands and I produce and present Jazz Made in Australia each week, except for those weeks where my colleague Mick Padden sits in the chair for me, and I must take this opportunity to say thank you very much, Mick. Please join me again each week for more wonderful Australian jazz. I'm here to bring it to you and thoroughly enjoy doing so, and I hope you thoroughly enjoy listening to it as well. So join me each week for the very best in Australian jazz. I'm going to go back to a recording of Mark Isaacs, but a different one this time. It's called Mark Isaacs Keeping the Standards and recorded with Americans Jay Anderson and Adam Nussbaum. Mark seems to enjoy the trio format to play standards with, and he says three is the perfect number of players in which to have no or minimal arrangements, a perfectly flexible vehicle for calling a tune with which to make a spontaneous original statement. And he says, and what tunes too. From the Great American Songbook, which in his opinion, he says, contains some of the most ravishingly beautiful melodies ever created on this planet. Yes, Mark, hear, hear. Supplemented by the compositions of jazz musicians themselves, those which have the enduring qualities to pass from being originals to being true standards. And that's what I'm going to play for you now to conclude the program, a lovely long track of Wayne Shorter's Footprints. And as I said, played by Mark on piano and Jay Anderson bass and Adam Nussbaum on drums. It's an amazing arrangement. Or should I say, improvisation. Enjoy. Bye for now. Take care.